With us today on Cranford Dental Opens Up, the founder of Cranford Dental, Dr. William Cranford. Now, this is a dentist going to the dentist story.
That's right. I went to see my hygienist. I've got four here, and one got the short straw, got to see me clean my teeth. She said, "You need x-rays." I said, "Oh, really?" She said, "Yeah, it's been 3 years." So she took x-rays, and we found decay between my teeth and under a crown. I've never had decay between my teeth. So what do we do? Well, we schedule for two crowns. I got to see Dr. Elizabeth Robinson. The assistants took really good care of me and set me down in the chair, put on my sunglasses and numbed me up. And then they started working on crowns. They prepared the teeth. They imaged the teeth. They milled the teeth. They put them in an oven to bake and cemented them in. All in 2 hours' time, Manning. It was unbelievable. And I did not hurt. And the numbness wore off within an hour.
Did you ever think when you got into this dental field that something like that could ever happen?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, no. It used to take 2 weeks, and then we used to have put goop in people's mouths to get an impression, and we don't do that anymore. It's all scanned with a camera, and so comfortable and so quick, and the material is better than anything we've ever used or ever dreamed of.
So you got to be pretty pleased that those two youngsters of yours, Will and Elizabeth, have turned out to be so good at what they do.
Yes, I am so happy that I could have taken either one of them.
So the bottom line is, a dentist can be a good patient at his own dental practice.
Oh, it takes some practice to be a good patient. But I know the team working with me, that they're competent, they're good, and they care.
Dr. Bill Cranford, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next edition of Cranford Dental Opens Up here on WRHI Radio. To learn more about modern dentistry, go online to CranfordDental.com.